Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Well, while everyone's still waiting to find out who the next leader of the country will be, along with several essential Senate seats that are still undecided, I spoke with AFR-OFU President Scott Blubaugh to get his thoughts on the election. And Blubaugh said he was sad that Colin Peterson will not be returning as the Ag Committee chairman. And he said it's starting to look like we may have a change in the administration, and that always comes with a few hurdles.
Well, you know, you have a huge turnover every time there's a new president. That's nothing new. But you'll have a new Secretary of Agriculture and from all the way down to new positions in Oklahoma as well with the change of administration, if that happens. And so that's the biggest thing is new people will fill those slots and different ideas and it'll change around a little bit. So
Blubaugh said the number one issue his members are concerned with is beef consolidation. He said he hopes there's some good ideas that will come up at their Beef Industry Consolidation Forum that's on the way November the 10th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Redlands Community College in El Reno.
Yeah, we've got several speakers nationally coming in to speak on beef consolidation, kind of where we're at as an industry from the producer point of view, I think, and the consumer point of view as well, and some of the ideas for changes that we need to do in order to get our markets functioning again, and that we really just don't have right now. So it's both a consumer issue, as you're well aware, and a rancher farmer issue as well. And so we're going to be talking lots of different ideas and points of view at that meeting, but trying to look for solutions and just make folks aware of what's going on and see if we can't come to some ideas to remedy the problem out there. But with the consumers, you know, there's just not very many farmers and ranchers, as you know, left in the country. And so our political base and power is diminished. But the consumers, when they want change and they demand it, they see the need for change in the systems. You really have a lot of power and influence in that deal. So I think in this particular issue, the consumers are on our side, and that's how we can get change.
The in-person event will be limited to the first 40 people who RSVP'd. Still, the live stream can be accessed through the Oklahoma Rural Small Town Table of Common Interest YouTube channel, and you can find that link at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.